local and national officials. Tennessee U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn announced on social media that the Department of Homeland Security will not move forward on a 16,000-bed facility in Lebanon. Blackburn praised the decision, saying that she supports DHS Secretary Kristi Noem finding a better location for a new detention center. The decision came after the Wilson County Board of Commissioners released a resolution opposing the ICE detention center, citing concerns over safety, community stability, and possible financial risk to taxpayers. The plan also received backlash from Wilson County citizens who protested the proposed detention center. Tennessee ranks in the top five for its number of uninsured drivers. The Insurance Information Institute found that one in five drivers here were uninsured in 2023. That's the latest statistic gathered. Several factors are given as the reason, including the high cost of living and car insurance. In Tennessee, driving without insurance can result in a $300 fine and having the car towed. The driver's license could be suspended if convicted of the misdemeanor. Drivers who want to protect themselves from others who don't have insurance should consider purchasing uninsured motorist coverage that pays for medical costs if hit by an uninsured driver. Mississippi ranked number one with the highest number of unlicensed drivers, followed by New Mexico, Washington, D.C., and Michigan. State lawmakers are taking action after more than half of Tennessee's county mayors signed a letter demanding the state accept federal dollars meant to help families buy food during the summer. WUOT's Pierce Gentry reports a new bill has been filed in the General Assembly seeking to force the governor to take the funds.
The bill has already received the support of about 10 Republican legislators from some of Tennessee's most rural areas. It would require the state government to opt into the U.S. Department of Agriculture's summer EBT program, which provides $120 to each school-aged kid in the summer to help pay for food each year. Signe Anderson is the Senior Director of Nutrition Advocacy at the Tennessee Justice Center, considers the introduction of the bill a win.
Oftentimes, families have other costs that come up during the summertime. Having that support for food gives them the ability to stretch their dollars.
Tennessee participated in that program in 2024, but Governor Bill Lee pulled the state out for 2025 and 2026, citing a $5 million state cost to administer the roughly $77 million in federal funds. Instead, Lee put state dollars behind a much more limited initiative serving 15 of Tennessee's 95 counties, notably excluding some of its most impoverished communities. I'm Pierce Gentry, WUOT News.
And you'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.